Dagmar Larsen hurried up the cobbled street of the Haga district, past wooden houses of the working class in Gothenburg, crowded together like twigs of kindling. She tugged her ragged coat collar against her neck, warding off the brisk morning air. A breeze off the port brought smells of fish and salt water. Though it was mid-March and she'd been raised here, she'd never grown accustomed to the cold climate of Sweden. Even in the so-called heat of summer, temperatures barely kissed the lower 20-something degrees Celsius. The lower 70s Fahrenheit, she had learned, they would say in America. Her bones longed for warmer, drier climes. Maybe she'd never been born for this. She felt the lumps and bumps of cobblestones through the thinning soles of her shoes. Left at an orphanage as an infant with no hint of her parentage or ancestry, she could dream she belonged anywhere in the world. True, her ancestors might hail from Scotland or the Netherlands, from where many had come to settle Sweden. But she liked to think of some place warmer. Maybe she was a secret princess from the warm regions of Africa, spirited away to protect her from tribal anarchy against her white skin, golden hair, and sky-colored eyes. Or might her ancestors have come from the toe of Italy's boot? Could they have been traders of exotic goods from the Far East? She followed the curve of the street. Dried leaves crunched under her feet. Alas, no. Her blonde hair and blue eyes more likely placed her ancestry among the Nordic countries, if not right here in Sweden, in the cold. She tightened the scarf around her head, knotting it under her chin, and trotted along the cobbled street past the old city wall toward the wealthier section, where homes spread out upon more land with room for trees to grow. Thankfully, 7 years ago, when she was 16 and forced to leave the orphanage, a woman from a church had taken her in. In exchange, she agreed to keep the house, cook, and care for the elderly woman. Now that she was old enough to work, she also paid Gota rent. She didn't mind. Where would she be without Gota Peterson? Homeless, perhaps. She shuddered thinking of the possibilities where that might lead. Gratitude filled her heart for all the care she'd been given. She searched the homes along the street. Certainly, the one she searched for should be close. In fact, it was Gota who had arranged this new employment for her as a servant in the Soderlund house, if the owner liked her when they met this morning. If accepted, this would grant her an increase in wages and better conditions over cleaning the textile factory. She had hoped to gain employment as a textile factory worker. However, with the new steam-powered machinery, would a job for an unskilled young woman like her open? Then, yesterday, Gota returned from attending the Sunday church service and told her she'd heard one of the Soderlund servants quit unexpectedly. Highly unusual. But that left an opening Alrik Soderlund was looking to fill. Gota said a good word about her, and here she was, on her way to meet the man's sister, Birgit Soderlund, the spinster sister of Alrik, who runs the home. She hoped to solidify the position. As the houses spread out, she watched for the address of the Soderlund home. She had to get close to read the numbers. She'd had occasion to pass through this neighborhood over the years, but never dreamed she'd work here. She had gazed at the large, beautiful homes, but had not paid attention to who might live in each of them. Oh, she'd dreamed and imagined. What would it be like to be of sufficient means to live in a house like that? What if she could trade places? What would it be like to swap lives and become the beloved daughter of a rich father? What would it be like to have money? Position in society? A family? A father? Ah, well, that was all it could ever be. A dream. When she found the right house, Gota had instructed her to take the path down the side of the house through the gate to the servants' entrance.